Welcome to This Week at Filling, a program for education and celebration of what's happening throughout filling homes. I'm Tina Parsons.
Welcome back to the program. I am talking with Kathy Lieb, who is a volunteer for the Ladies Guild. Kathy, thanks for talking with me.
You're welcome.
So I'm excited to get to know you, to get to know your story, and to hear all the wonderful things that you do for the Guild. So can you tell me, how did you first get involved with the Women's Guild for Filling Homes?
Well, about 5 or 6 years ago, my sister Carolyn, who is president of the Guild, called me and said that the lady who collected donations from the town of Hamler, where I lived, was sick. And would I mind going and collecting those places? And I said, sure, I'll gladly help out. And I have been helping ever since.
So you put your cape on and you ran to help and you couldn't get away.
Right. And I love it.
That's fantastic. And Kathy, like just what you said, going and collecting those gifts, that is the biggest part of this fall fling. And can you explain the task that all these ladies have to go out and to gather all of these things?
Right. The process I use is I call the businesses first and introduce myself and what I'm calling for. And then I give them a date that I will be there to pick up the item. Now, occasionally there's a business, a new business that I see. And so I'll go in and introduce myself and say, hey, this is what we're collecting for. And would you be willing to donate anything?
Right.
We're open to anything. And I have not yet been turned down. So
it amazes me. And when I look into the Fall Fling headquarters, the conference room, and the baskets and the gift certificates, the community supports filling homes in an amazing way.
Right. When we were deciding what went on silent auction and what went on live auction, I think we ended up with approximately 60 items for the live auction and at least that many for the silent auction. So it's so exciting. And there's something for any age group. There's stuff for kids. There's stuff for older people. There's coffee. There's wine. There's candy. There's just everything.
It's going to be an absolute great day. And there's so much. So I keep saying, get your Christmas shopping started early.
Exactly.
Come in and put some silent bids or stay for the live auction and leave that day with those goodies.
Exactly. There's, I mean, lots and lots of quilts that the Hope Women Church have made, and Barb Scott has made a whole bunch and donated them. They're beautiful, beautiful quilts. And so we've got some on the live auction and some of them on the silent auction. So if you're looking for one of those for a new grandbaby, a grandchild, your own child, they're gorgeous, gorgeous.
So many different colors I've seen, you know, coming through. And the baskets, the uniqueness of them.
Yes.
I'm excited. Like, absolutely something for everybody.
Right. We have spa baskets, and we have one that's adorable. It's a Curious George, and it has a Curious George and his book and a t-shirt, and it's just adorable. And it could go for any age, you know, from 1 to 12. You know, it would be something
even
for everybody.
Too. Yeah,
I like Curious George too.
I was drawn right to them. Like, oh, I remember I had a Curious George.
Yeah.
So let's give some specifics about the event. Do you want to let the community know the when's, the what's, the how's of the event?
It's going to be this Saturday, November the 1st. It starts at 11 and it's done by 3. The silent auction starts right away at 11 and will wrap up around 12:30. And then the live auction will start at 1. And it'll be done when everything is gone. And we have food, free will donation. We have brats with sauerkraut, without sauerkraut. We have hot chicken sandwiches. And we have the best homemade pies. If anybody's ever been here, they know these are the best pies around. And then we also have a free will donation bake sale. And lots of goodies that you can get there. There will be a table in the back from Soaring Arts. There'll be balloon making, and pottery and just all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a great day. It's a fun, fun day. I always look forward to it every year.
Yeah, I do too. I'm excited. There's also the raffle. Raffle tickets are on sale now.
Yes. They are $5 a piece, or you can get 5 for $20. And we have a whole hog, which includes the processing, which is a big thing.
Yeah.
We have a recliner from Ken's Furniture. And then Sauter's this year donated a beautiful two-door cabinet. It's a big cabinet. And it's really nice looking. So, yeah, buy your tickets and get a chance to win any of those three prizes.
Yeah. Kathy, if anybody's thinking, oh my, how would I get a cabinet home? How would I get a chair home that day? They don't have to take it that day. We'll store it for them here and even help possibly them get it to where they need it to go.
Correct. We'll make sure that they can get it to their house. And if they win it, and they'll enjoy it, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Well, I can't wait for the event, and I can't thank you and the Guild enough for everything that you do.
Oh, the Guild is fabulous. They do so much, and it's been such a joy for me to work and get involved in this. And when Carol Dilley, who this would have been her 20th year, passed away earlier this year, we had a meeting of the ladies who collect all the donations and stuff. And they needed someone to take chairman's spot. And I looked at Jean, who has recently retired from the filling home, and I said, if you help me, we'll do co-chair. And she thankfully agreed. So my first year as co-chair, and I've learned a lot.
You've got a great helper, and it just tells me, you know, Mrs. Dilley, just wonderful.
Yes.
One of my favorite people ever. And to know that it's you two taking over for what she would have been doing.
Yes.
It takes two people to do the work of Mrs. Dilley.
Exactly. She did so much behind the scenes that, you know, people didn't know that Carol did.
Yeah.
So she was a wonderful lady.
She absolutely was. Kathy, do you have anything else that you want the community to know about filling homes itself or about the Guild?
The filling home, what they do out here, I have learned a lot, and the residents here are so sweet. You know, I just love it when they'll come up to me and they'll say hi. They don't know who I am, but, you know, it's so nice.
They're full of love.
Yes, they are. And the transportation, they had a lot of older vehicles and stuff. And so the transportation fund is really, really important out here to get them to appointments and take them on outings and do all of that. So this is a good project.
Thank you so much for the work that you've done in it.
You're quite welcome.
Okay, so again, it's the Filling Fall Fling, November 1st. That's this Saturday. Doors open at 11 o'clock, and we hope to see you there. Kathy, again, thanks for joining me.
No problem, and thank you for what you do, Tina.
Oh, you're so welcome. Tune in next week for another This Week at Filling.